The latest in our monthly series, Humans of Central Appalachia, takes Malcolm Wilson's microphone to Cumberland, Kentucky, for a visit with Brittany Boggs.
I'm your typical coal miner's daughter, and I got a twin brother, so I was one of the boys. I was never bored. He's my best friend. To this day, he's my best friend.
Brittany is a single mom of three with a day job that she loves.
I'm a registered nurse. I've worked at the Harlan Hospital for 7.5 years.
So what was it like growing up in the mountains of eastern Kentucky?
Oh, man. There's nothing like it. We might have crammed a bowl of Fruity Pebbles down our throats, and then out the door we went. Yeah. We were in the mountains, the creeks, from daylight till dark. That was life.
Good memories of high school.
Bonfires and trail riding, football games. I was a softball player. I was sweating your cheerleading type. I liked softball. That was my thing.
And home was great.
I have the most wonderful parents ever. If it wasn't for them, I couldn't make it.
From high school, on to Southeast Kentucky Community and Technical College to pursue that career in nursing.
Because I love to take care of people. I just always have. There's nothing like it.
But ask Brittany what she loves most, more than anything in the world, it's those three kids.
I was washing dishes. Caden comes through the house screaming, "She got it, she got it, she got her first one." And I'm like, I didn't hear a gunshot. Oh my God, what did she get? You know, him and Angel was out here playing. I said, "What do you mean she got her first one, son?" Well, I cut the corner and a tree was laying through the house.
A tree?
She cut her first tree down when she was about 6 years old.
They brought it to the house.
And drug it in the front door. And it laid across the living room so that to make Mama proud, I guess.
And then there are the critters.
We got all kinds of critters. We got a turkey right now. Her name's Missy. We got two ducks, Quacky and Splashy. We got a couple of hens. Our hens don't have names. They're just hens. We got a rabbit named Bigfoot.
And the bear that pays visits and why she keeps a bear kit handy.
My bear kit, yes, it's actually in the door of my car. My bear kit consists of some firecrackers and some matches. I have a bear kit because I have a bear, which we've named Yogi. And Yogi comes down. He used to come. He's eased up now since we got the dog. Yeah. He used to come every morning. He'd sit right there and look at us. So, yeah, bears, they're pretty, but they kind of scare me.
As a coal miner's daughter, mine closings trouble Brittany, and drugs.
I think a big part of it is, you know, there's nothing for young people or children to do. Once they get out of high school, that's really it. I mean, you have to drive 25 miles to go to Walmart, you know?
But Brittany Boggs will not be joining the exodus of young adults from the region.
Because I love the mountains. It's home. They're beautiful. This is where I was born and raised.
And the people.
They're the sweetest, kindest people you'll ever meet. I really don't have any neighbors up here, but just for instance, at Mom and Dad's house, they go out of town. They don't have to worry about their house. When they come back, their neighbors can tell them everybody who knocked on the door, get their mail for them without being asked. If there's a death in the family, you know, people come help you clean your house. Food, you have enough food to live a month off of.
Some might say it's a tough life.
I think it takes special people. I think God put special people here in these mountains. And we are tough, but in a sweet way. We work together, not just the family, but the community. Everybody pitches in, and we're taught at young ages to work. Hoeing, digging potatoes when we're 5 years old. There's just no place like home.
Brittany Boggs of Cumberland, Kentucky. You can find this and past episodes on our website at esweku.com. Click on the Humans of Central Appalachia tab.